In this video, we'll discover about common and unique fears. Meaning fear or horror, the Greek word phobos is where the word phobia comes from. Phobia is unlikely to cause harm, and it's simply an irrational fear of something. Fears associated with specific situations, medical issues, natural environments, or animals are some of what phobias typically involve. There are certain situations and objects attributed to specific phobias, and phobias can be further explicitly described to be an unrealistic, intense, and persistent fear of a particular situation or an object. Phobias can interfere with one's schooling, performance at the workplace, and life at home. They can as well cause significant distress, and they're quite distinct from regular fears. People who are phobic about something tend to manage to endure it with so much anxiety or fear, or perhaps strive to avoid whatever it is they have a phobia for. However, note that the list of specific phobias is quite long, because there's an endless number of situations and objects. Phobias come in all sizes and shapes, and there are 5 general categories where specific phobias typically fall within. As stated by some experts, fears associated with specific situations, driving, riding an elevator, flying, fears associated with medical issues, injury or blood, falls, broken bones, injection, fears associated with the natural environment, darkness, sun, mountains, thunder, heights, fears associated with animals, insects, cats, dogs, rabbits, spiders, others, drowning, loud noises, choking. There's an endless array of specific objects and situations encompassed by these categories. Nevertheless, here's a fine sum of all fears so far, and to make it more interesting, we'll take it from the bottom to the top alphabetically. Zoophobia, fear of animals. Xenophobia, fear of foreigners, strangers, or the unknown. Wiccaphobia, fear of witches and witchcraft. Verminophobia, fear of germs. Venustrophobia, fear of beautiful women. Trypanophobia, fear of needles or injections. Tonotrophobia, fear of thunder. Technophobia, fear of technology. Tacophobia, fear of speed. Somnophobia, fear of sleep. Sociophobia, fear of social evaluation. Selenophobia, fear of the moon. Scolionophobia, fear of school. Semhanophobia, fear of Halloween. Pyrophobia, fear of fire. Pteromeronophobia, fear of flying. Scolionophobia, fear of school. Pteridophobia, fear of ferns. Porphyrophobia, fear of the color purple. Pogonophobia, fear of beards. Podophobia, fear of feet. Phobophobia, fear of phobias. Philophobia, fear of love. Pedophobia, fear of children. Pathophobia, fear of disease. Papyrophobia, fear of paper. Ornithophobia, fear of birds. Ophidiophobia, fear of snakes. Ombrophobia, fear of rain. Octophobia, fear of the figure 8. Obesophobia, fear of gaining weight. Nyctophobia, fear of the dark. Nosocomophobia, fear of hospitals. Noctophobia, fear of the night. Necrophobia, fear of death or dead things. Misophobia, fear of dirt and germs. Microphobia, fear of small things. Melanophobia, fear of the color black. Megalophobia, fear of large things. Megerocophobia, fear of cooking. Latrophobia, fear of doctors. Lachiophobia, fear of childbirth. Lilapsophobia, fear of hurricanes and tornadoes. Leucophobia, fear of the color white. Conanophobia, fear of rooms full of people. Insectophobia, fear of insects. Hypochondria, fear of illness. Hydrophobia, fear of water. Herpetophobia, fear of reptiles. Hemophobia, fear of blood. Heliophobia, fear of the sun. Gynophobia, fear of women. Glossophobia, fear of speaking in public. Genuphobia, fear of knees. Gamophobia, fear of marriage. Equinophobia, fear of horses. Ephebophobia, fear of teenagers. Etomophobia, fear of insects. Allurophobia, fear of cats. Echophobia, fear of the home. Distichophobia, fear of accidents. Domatophobia, fear of houses. Dentophobia, fear of dentist. Dendrophobia, fear of trees. Cynophobia, fear of dogs. Cyberphobia, fear of computers. Calrophobia, fear of clowns. Claustrophobia, fear of confined spaces. Chronometrophobia, fear of clocks. Chromophobia, fear of colors. Chionophobia, fear of snow. Catoptrophobia, fear of mirrors. Catagelophobia, fear of being ridiculed. Cacophobia, fear of ugliness. Botanophobia, fear of plants. Bibliophobia, fear of books. Balonophobia, fear of pins and needles. Batrachophobia, fear of amphibians. Bathymophobia, fear of stairs or steep slopes. Barophobia, fear of gravity. Bacteriophobia, fear of bacteria. Autophobia, fear of being alone. Etychophobia, fear of failure. Atelophobia, fear of imperfection. Ataxophobia, fear of disorder of untidiness. Astrophobia, fear of thunder and lightning. Arithmophobia, fear of numbers. Arachnophobia, fear of spiders. Aphanphosmphobia, fear of being touched. Anthrophobia, fear of people or society. Anthophobia, fear of flowers. Agenophobia, fear of angina or choking. Androphobia, fear of men. Amaxophobia, fear of riding in a car. Eikmophobia, fear of needles or pointed objects. Agoraphobia, fear of public spaces or crowds. Electrophobia, fear of chickens. Algophobia, fear of pain. Aerophobia, fear of flying. Acrophobia, fear of heights. Acluophobia, fear of darkness. Common phobias. When one speaks of phobias, the list is endless. The five general ones and the list of many others have already been outlined. However, it seems that phobias never end, as there are usually different phobias discovered by researchers and clinicians. These medical experts have found it necessary to rise to the occasion of naming different phobias as they are identified. For this, they use the phobia suffix and a relatable Latin or Greek prefix relating to the phobia to make up a name. For instance, hydro, water, and phobia, fear, are combined to make hydrophobia, which means the fear of water. We also have phobophobia, which means the fear of fears. Nevertheless, speaking of common phobias, there's a source that outlines some of the most common phobias, and this was published in the British Journal of Psychiatry in accordance with the 1998 survey that included more than 8,000 respondents. Here they are: zoophobia, fear of animals; aphidiophobia, fear of snakes; hydrophobia, fear of the water; hemophobia, fear of blood; claustrophobia, fear of confined or crowded spaces; autophobia, fear of being alone; astrophobia, fear of thunder and lightning; arachnophobia, fear of spiders; aerophobia, fear of flying; acrophobia, fear of heights. Unique phobias. Just as we have common phobias, you shouldn't find it surprising that we also have unique phobias. We call these phobias unique because most people who have them tend not to report their unusual fears to their doctors, and this makes them difficult to identify. Plus, some of these phobias may only affect a handful of people at a time. Since you now know that certain phobias tend to be incredibly specific and unusual, here are some of them. Cryophobia, fear of ice or cold. Nephophobia, fear of clouds. Paganophobia, fear of beards. Onomatophobia, fear of names. Electrophobia, fear of chickens. Treating a phobia. A qualified mental health professional or psychologist is the best person to speak to if you seek treatment for your phobia, and this is simply because a combination of medications and therapy is what's used to treat phobias. Howbeit, exposure therapy is a type of psychotherapy that's noted to be very effective in treating specific phobias. You'll get to learn how to become less sensitive to whatever makes you fearful as you work with your psychologist during exposure therapy. You'll be able to learn to control your reactions and get to change how you feel or think about the situation or object with the aid of this treatment. Benzodiazepines and beta blockers are some of the medications that can be recommended to you to help reduce your panic, fear, anxiety, and uncomfortable feelings you may have. These medications do a lot of good in making exposure therapy less distressing, but take note that they aren't exactly a treatment for phobias, for they are only to help you through the exposure therapy.